Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. And the Law Hour is an educational service in the public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour and Editorial Review is heard nationally 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 75 countries worldwide over the Internet. For more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. The Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law, news, and current events, so stay tuned for tonight's special report on natural cures when we come back. Well, in Leviticus 19:19, it tells us, "You shall not sow your field with mingled seeds." Hybrid seed and genetically modified organisms are a crime. They violate the law of God. And a study from Cornell University says that an increasingly popular commercial corn, genetically engineered to produce a bacterial toxin to protect it against corn pests, has an unwanted side effect. Its pollen kills monarch butterflies and the monarch butterfly larva in laboratory tests. So the questions that Cornell left unanswered are even more telling. What else does it kill? Surely butterflies aren't the only unintended victims here. Poisons, after all, aren't too picky, are they? Does it cause mutations? And if so, what plants, what animals, or insects are affected? When do you know if you're eating it? Is it in your grits? Is it in your cornbread? We know it turned up in Taco Bell tortillas, so if it's in a food product, will it be labeled as containing genetically modified organisms, also known as GMOs? Will the stores pull those products from the shelves like they did with tortillas after they got caught, or will they just ignore the problem and look the other way? Well, so far government, the Department of Agriculture, the Food and Drug Administration, and the multinational seed, petrochemical, and food processing corporations have totally ignored critics of agricultural biotech who want the government to require labeling food that contains these GMOs. Well, if you'd like to learn more, why don't you call and order my free general law CD package? It's a 4-hour commentary on the law in general, and it's educational, informative, entertaining, and best of all, it's free. And you can call and order one right now. The number to call, 417-273-4967. And we also put on a $100,000 on 25 acres or less class, which is also available on compact disc for adult home study. And if you're online, why don't you go to our website, georgegordon.org. Just click onto the email and send us an email request for that free general law CD package. Again, that's georgegordon.org, or call us direct at 417-273-4967. All right, we're reviewing the book Natural Cures by Kevin Trudeau. Natural cures that they don't want you to know about. Who is, or who are these theys that don't want you to know about natural cures? Well, let's try Kraft Foods, Archer Daniels Midland, Cargill, Tyson Foods. Those are the multinational corporations that are selling you the foodless foods. And then there's the Food and Drug Administration. They're the ones that regulate these foods and the additives that go into these foods. They don't want you to know. Then there's the American Medical Association. They make money off of all the sick people that get sick from eating all of these denatured foods. They don't want you to know about these natural cures. The pharmaceutical industry that makes the money from you after you get sick by selling you the drugs to alleviate the pains that you're suffering from eating these denatured foods, they don't want you to know either. And then at the top of the pecking order, there's your government. They don't want you to know. Just keep voting us back into office. We'll keep appointing the FDA regulators who will regulate the pharmaceuticals and the multinational corporations for profit and gain. The petrochemical, the pharmaceuticals, the government, the medical establishment, and the multinational corporations all profit off of our ignorance. What we don't know, they tell us, won't hurt us. But what we don't know about good health is killing us. In fact, the American Medical Association tells us that the medical doctors, that's the good guys, remember, in white hats, the guys we go to when we have aches and pains, well, they kill 130,000 people a year. That's right, they kill 130,000 people a year from what we call iatrogenic disease. That's bad. That's twice as many as died in a 10-year war called the Vietnam War. And in Vietnam, we killed 58,000 in 10 years. That's about 6,000 a year. We kill 130,000 every year, year in and year out, through the AMA. Nobody gets very excited about that. And I reported on the Food and Drug Administration last week. This week, I'm reporting on the cures that we could all be using if we knew about them. So a guy by the name of Kevin Trudeau dug out 50 common cures for 50 common diseases. And that's what I was doing last time when we ran out of time. So I thought I would run through these 50. Now, I'm not going to go through all of the cures and spend a lot of time on that, but let me say this. In the last program, I covered about 10 or 15. And I not only covered 10 or 15 diseases, but I said, well, here's what the cure is. Just to wet your whistle a little bit and tell you that, well, there really is some natural cures out here. Things that you can just buy right over the counter. The kinds of nutrients and foodstuffs that you need to keep you from getting sick in the first place are available, but most people don't know about those, and so they wait until they get sick. Now, once you get sick, you have symptoms. These symptoms typically cause pain or some kind of unease. I know when you have a cold, it isn't particularly painful, but it's kind of nasty. You don't feel very good. Now, sometimes if you have gout, for instance, you'll have some very sharp, nasty pain that you need to do something about, kind of like having a toothache. And then you start looking for somebody that can help alleviate the pain. And so you start looking for a dentist or a medical doctor. But there is another class of doctors out there. They're called naturopaths. And there's quite a bunch of those. And there's probably 8,000 of them around the country. And this book, called Natural Cures by Kevin Trudeau, has a list of those. And I cited those last thing in the last program. It was on page 567. Let me flip over there and refresh your recollection. Page 567. There are people that do things like acupressure, acupuncture, the Alexander technique, alpha biotics, bioenergetic, Aston Pattering, asthma, aromatherapy, the Feldenkrais, Gentle Wind Project, Hakomi, Healing Touch, Heller Work, herbal medicine, homeopathic medicine, iridology, kinesiology, magnetic field therapy, massage therapy, drug rehab, detoxification and cleansing, colon therapy, chiropractic, chelation therapy, candida cleansing, cancer. Some of these, you know, biological dentistry, some of these sound a little peculiar. You know, if you're a mainstream everyday Joe Sixpack, when I mention the word kinesiology, iridology, or massage therapy, you might say, oh my God, that's kind of bizarre. That's kind of crazy. But wait a minute. Hang on a second. Have you ever heard of chelation therapy? Chelation. Well, chelation therapy is pretty mainstream American Medical Association. They're the ones that discovered it back in the 1960s. Chelation therapy. It's a process by which they melt the plaque out of your arteries. And then after they discovered it, they found out how it really screws up the bottom line in the money machine, so they stopped using it. And they try to discourage it because it's a cheap, effective methodology for clearing out your arteries so you don't have heart attack. It replaces bypass surgery. And it's just one of many alternative medical practices that you could that you could avail yourselves of if you knew about them or knew something about them. So my job isn't to convince you that you should go get chelation or you should go to an iridologist or a kinesiologist or somebody like that. I'm not here to persuade you that I'm right and you're wrong or that I've got something better. My job as a reporter is to report facts, and the facts that I'm reporting are these. You're not supposed to know about these alternative healthcare, these healthcare practitioners. And that's because they offer competition to mainstream medicine. And so mainstream medicine, the FDA and government agencies call these people quacks, frauds, charlatans. And I simply ask the question, well, if in fact they're frauds, quacks, and charlatans, wouldn't the marketplace weed them out? I mean, why do we have to use the police power of the state to put a naturopath out of business? If in fact he can't cure your cancer as he says he can, then shouldn't we prosecute him for fraud, put him in jail for lying and stealing your money? But if in fact he can cure your cancer and do it cheaper and more effectively than, say, your average oncologist, then shouldn't he be allowed to participate in the marketplace so that you and I can avail ourselves of his services? Put another way, what would you think if I came along with my ilk, my crowd, and we called all of the dentists and medical practitioners, DOs, the medical doctors and the hospitals, what if we called them quacks and frauds and shysters, and we used the police power of the state to put them all out of business and forced you against your will and over your objection to use an iridologist, a kinesiologist, chelation therapy, and a naturopath? What would you think of that? All right. If your answer is, well, I don't think that I would like that very well, I want you to know that there are those of us out here, we don't want to be forced into using your medical practitioners either. And we resent you using the police power of the state to force upon us a medical practice that we think is akin to voodoo. So, you know, one hand washes the other. And freedom of choice is what I'm selling here today. I'd like to have the choice. I'd like to be able to choose between a medical doctor and a naturopath. And I want you to do the same. And if you want to choose a medical doctor, get after it. But don't force the medical doctor on me. Would you do that? Now, let me run through these 52. He's got 52 common diseases. Now, there's 450 of these symptoms, 450 diseases. He's got the natural cures for 52 of them here. Listen to this. If you've got any of these diseases, like acid reflux, heartburn, gas or bloating, acne, ADD, ADHD, allergies, anxiety, stress, arthritis, asthma, autism, back pain, bad breath, bladder infections, bloating, gas, heartburn, or acid reflux, blood clots, cancer, chronic fatigue syndrome, circulation problems, cold hands and feet, cold sores, herpes, colds, diabetes, depression, dandruff, cough, constipation, diarrhea, fibromyalgia, flu, colds, gallbladder, gout, heart disease, heartburn, hepatitis C, viral infections, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, inflammation, pain, insomnia, kidney stones, liver problems, lupus, male erectile dysfunction, migraine headaches, multiple sclerosis, obesity, pain and inflammation, tumors, stress, anxiety, sore throat, snoring, dehydration, candida, PMS, phobias, or varicose veins. There's a natural cure, and those cures are revealed in this book called Natural Cures. Natural cures, what they don't want you to know about. Now, from that list, think of it. What if everybody in America knew the cure to just those 52 symptoms? What would happen to the business that goes to the AMA, the dentists and the psychologists and psychiatrists, if people could cure those diseases of and by themselves naturally with nutrition or with some alternative health care provider? Now can you see why it's so important to keep this kind of information out of the mainstream press, off of the CBS Evening News, out of your mind, out of the colleges, universities, out of the public schools and high schools and so on? I mean, we're talking about big bucks here. Medicine in total runs right at $1.7 trillion a year. And it's about, in the neighborhood of, it's pushing 20% of the gross domestic product, GDP. Gross domestic product, 20%. Pushing that. Not quite there, but almost. They tell us in two or three more years it'll be there. Now, it's important to again emphasize that you must seek professional care from a licensed healthcare practitioner who does not use drugs and surgery. And it's very important for you to understand that virtually every one of these and every disease could be cured by simply doing one of the things in Chapter 6. An example, did you know that virtually every disease has been shown to be cured by simply getting more sun? I'm going to underline that. Sun, sunshine, vitamin D, sunshine vitamin. And did you know that virtually every disease has been shown to be cured by simply doing a colon cleanse? Let me underline colon cleanse. Did you know that virtually every disease has been reported to be cured by simply doing a liver cleanse? Okay, so your liver's plugged up, your colon's plugged up, you don't get enough sunshine. Did you know that virtually every disease has been reported to be cured by doing simply energetic rebalancing? So let me underline energetic rebalancing. And then, did you know that virtually every disease has been shown to be cured by simply doing a parasite cleanse? Parasites. I've done a number of programs on parasites. Most people have intestinal parasites that we get from eating pork and beef, especially when we eat it rare. And did you know that virtually every disease has been reported to be cured by simply using Dr. Caldwell's stress-reducing technology? And did you know that virtually every disease has been reported to be cured by simply taking herbs? All right, so let's take some herbs. And did you know that every disease has been reported to be cured by simply taking homeopathic remedies? Now, do you understand that homeopathic remedies, herbs, energetic rebalancing, parasite cleanse, colon cleanse, sunshine, and a liver cleanse would probably cure your disease? Now, of course, most people are wedded to drugs. And these drugs really work. There's just no two ways about it. People are happy with drugs because when they have a pain, they can take the drug and the pain goes away. The disease doesn't go away, the symptoms don't go away, but the pain goes away, and after all, that's what we're after. I told you the story about my gout. I was eating too much protein. It plugged up my lymph system. I developed some pain in my foot, and I went to the doctor who offered me painkillers. And I could have taken the painkillers and gone on eating all of that protein. I didn't have to stop my diet. I didn't have to change anything. I could have had the painkiller kill the pain, and I could have gone right on eating more and more protein. Or I could take the other less desirous route. I could deny myself all of this luscious protein go on a vegetarian fast for about a week or two, which is what I did, and then the pain went away, and I didn't use any of those painkillers, so Merck and Pfizer didn't make any money off of me. Isn't that just special? So I pointed out to you earlier that the thrust of this book is, if you knew what the cause of your disease was, and you went to the cause and eliminated that cause. For instance, if I said to you, well, smoking causes lung cancer, and if you want to avoid lung cancer, let's stop smoking. And so you stop smoking and then you don't get lung cancer. Well, then you've missed out on all of the pleasure that you would have had from smoking. And what we all want is, we all want to smoke so we can get maximum pleasure. It's like going to the whorehouse. We all want to go to a whorehouse, but we don't want to get AIDS, herpes, or VD. We want to break the law, but we don't want to pay the penalty. Unfortunately, out in the real world, that really isn't possible. You can indulge in the short-term benefits, but then there are long-term consequences. All right, now remember, this book is called Natural Cures. Kevin Trudeau is the author. You can get a copy at Barnes & Noble. In fact, right here in the flyleaf, it says $29.95. Shucks. Right there, $30. And then he's got a page back here in the back. He says if you buy 10 of them, or you write to the publisher and get 10 of them, you can have them for approximately $15, I think it is. Yeah, here it is. Buy 10 of these Natural Cures books for friends and family for only $15 each, plus shipping and handling. And there's a telephone number here to call. So, first of all, you go to Barnes & Noble and you buy a copy of the book. And if this book doesn't make you $100 the first week, I'd be amazed. I said last week that if this book costs you $100, it's cheap. Cheap. Shucks, one visit to the doctor. Last time I went to a doctor, he charged me $75. $75. And if I'd have gone back to him a second time, it would have been $150. So the point I'm making is that the information in this book is so valuable that a $30 bill for the price of the book, 570 pages, I believe. And this guy's on a mission. This guy's on a mission. He wants to expose the AMA and the Food and Drug Administration and the pharmaceutical industry and the government chicanery. I mean, he's on a tear. He's on a mission. He says so right here in his book. He says, I'm going to expose all of these dirty, low-down suckers. So I'm going to help him. I'm going to help you identify for yourself what the problem with your health is. Now, next week, I'm going to go a step further, and I'm going to show you a book here called Empty Harvest, written by Bernard Jensen. Empty Harvest. Because this guy, Kevin Trudeau, says, well, why don't we ask ourselves when we get scurvy, what causes the scurvy? And the answer is a vitamin C deficiency. You see, we go to the cause, and then we treat the cause, which is vitamin C deficiency, and then we take more vitamin C, and then we don't get scurvy, so we can avoid the pain and the suffering. And I think that makes pretty good sense. But the next step in the scenario is, why do you have a vitamin C deficiency? Think about that for a second. Why did you have a vitamin C deficiency to start with? Well, I guess I didn't eat enough of the foods with vitamin C. Boys and girls, all foods, or practically all foods, have some vitamin C. You get it from milk, you get it from carrots and potatoes, and, you know, peas and carrots and beans. There's vitamin C in nearly everything you eat. Now, why didn't you get enough vitamin C? And the answer is because the soil is nutritionally deficient. And if the soil is deficient in boron, for instance, and you grow plants in the soil that's deficient in boron, if the boron isn't there, the plant can't get it. And if you eat the plant that's deficient in boron, you can't get it. So whatever the deficiency disease that you're suffering from, the real root problem starts in the soil. It starts with the farmer and the soil. Next week, we'll take a look at that. So first of all, we took a look at the FDA. Second thing we want to look at is how do we cure these diseases that we have and naturally, do it naturally. Third, what causes these diseases? And it's bad soil. We'll see that in Empty Harvest. And then the last step in our little odyssey here is the book of Revelation. And what does God say is going to be the final outcome for not practicing land Sabbaths and jubilees on a worldwide scale? If we continue on, if mankind continues on, and global warming continues unabated, just the way it has been over the last 10, 15, 20 years, what's the ultimate outcome of that going to be? If the disease rate, such as I've mentioned, cancer in 1900 affected 1 out of 33 people. Today it affects 1 out of 2 people. That is from 3% to 50% in 100 years. If we continue down this path over the next 100 years, what do you think the cancer rate's going to be like? If disease is continually increasing, if we have more disease, and it's growing exponentially, and we continue on for another 100 years, what will be the ultimate outcome? Well, the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, the last book of the New Testament, tells you what the ultimate outcome of this rebellion against our Creator is going to do to us. Quite a story. And we'll cover that as we progress along. Now he goes on to say that it's important to know that people who are looking for a specific cure for a specific disease are missing the point of this book. A disease is simply a label that we put on a series of symptoms. These symptoms could be caused by hundreds of different factors or combinations of factors. This is one of the things that medical science does not want you to understand or know about. In order for the medical community to make money, they must isolate a specific something so that they can find a drug that can be patented and then sold to treat it. This is how they make billions of dollars in profits. This is the modality by which the American Medical Association and the pharmaceutical industry markets and sells its products. The fact is that every individual person must be treated individually by a healthcare practitioner and then given personalized, individualized treatments and protocols. So what this means is very simply this. If you were to take 100 people who are all experiencing the exact same symptom, such as migraine headache, for instance, it could be determined that every single person's migraine headache symptoms were caused by something different from each and every other person in the 100-person sample. Now, that means that every person's cause could be different. And this means that every person's treatment could be different. And that'll work for one person, or what will work for one person might not work for someone else. And this is why when you say, what is the cure for migraine headache? The correct answer is, I don't know. And no one else knows until you're looked at, analyzed, and the cause is discovered. Now, once the cause has been determined, then the treatment that will work will be discussed. It's impossible to know what particular treatment is going to work for you without knowing, first of all, what is it that is causing your migraine headache. It is, again, important for you to totally understand that the cause for the same disease can vary greatly from person to person. Therefore, it's virtually impossible to say what the specific treatment that will work for you is going to be. For example, if you have genital herpes, we all know the cause is a virus. What we typically do not know is why the virus became active in you. Everyone gets exposed to the virus, but not everyone develops breakouts and succumbs to the virus. So even though we do know that it is a virus, if you had 5 people who had genital herpes breakouts, each person's reason for that genital herpes breakout that they succumbed to the herpes virus could be different. And therefore, the treatment that would work for each of the 5 persons could be slightly different. If one person read marine algae, a red marine algae may completely kill the virus and you'll never have an outbreak ever again. In another purpose, it could be the herb Laria. In another person, hydrogen peroxide applied to the breakout could kill the virus. In another person, DMSO applied to the breakout area could kill the virus. In another person, lysine could suppress that symptom. In some people, they may need to use a combination of various treatments. And that's why it's important, again, to understand that individualized treatment is necessary, not the assembly line process of over-the-counter drugs. Now, when you look at 100 very sick people, all with different diseases and illnesses, you do find common denominators. Virtually every sick person is dehydrated. And then, virtually every sick person needs a colon cleanse. And nearly every sick person needs a liver gallbladder cleanse. And virtually every sick person has a yeast infection. Virtually every sick person has parasites, and virtually every sick person has nutritional difficulties. Virtually every person who is sick is loaded with toxins in their body, and nearly every sick person has some type of emotional or mental stress that's been trapped and encapsulated in their physical body. And nearly every sick person has viruses such as herpes. Virtually every sick person has heavy metal toxicology or toxicities. And virtually every sick person has Lyme disease and doesn't even know it. How do you like that? Virtually every sick person has environmental and food allergies that doesn't even realize it. And this is why I always tell people who have any physical problems to do the things in Chapter 6 and then reevaluate their condition in 3 to 6 months. It's unbelievably amazing that the majority of people see their symptoms dramatically diminish or simply vanish. Just yesterday, a 78-year-old woman called me on the phone. She was on 5 different prescription drugs and has been on these drugs for over 10 years. Her symptoms continually get worse. She read my book and started applying the protocols in Chapter 6. She did this under the care of a healthcare practitioner who didn't use any drugs or surgery. Within 3 months, she got totally off of all of her prescription medications, and she told me that she did about 50% of the things in Chapter 6. All of her symptoms have vanished, and she says she feels 25 years younger. She's full of energy, full of vitality, and all of her symptoms and illnesses and diseases have been cured, all by simply doing the things that I recommend in Chapter 6. And this is not an isolated incident. These kinds of miraculous cures are happening to thousands of people all over the world every week, and it can happen for you. So let me emphasize again and again and again, if you're sick, you must see a healthcare practitioner who does not use drugs and surgery. And in my opinion, you must be on an energetic rebalancing program. And you must do a colon cleanse, a liver and gallbladder cleanse, a kidney and bladder cleanse, candida cleanse, a parasite cleanse, a heavy metal cleanse, and ideally a full body cleanse. And you must stop all of your non-prescription and prescription drugs. And you must stop eating the poisons, such as fast food, artificial sweeteners, and the like. And you must be drinking at least 8 to 10 glasses of purified water every day. And you must use some technology to eliminate the stress that your body is holding on to. If you don't do these basic things, it's impossible, at least in my opinion, for you to truly get your body back in a state of balance. Eliminate your symptoms and you will cure yourself of your own diseases. Okay, this is the book called Natural Cures, That They Don't Want You to Know About by Kevin Trudeau. You can get a copy at Barnes & Noble. They're about $30. Hang on, I got to give you a reminder here. And that is that you're listening to the Law Hour and Editorial Review, sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, worldwide, over the Internet. If you'd like more information about the Law School and the Law Hour, please go to our website at georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. The Law School teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective. The Law School is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school, and it is open to individuals by prearrangement. The Law School conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc. If you'd like more information, then please go to our homeschooling page on our website at georgegordon.org. The Law Hour website is updated every week. It has our radio log, the schedule, and archives. That can be accessed as well through the webpage. The Law Hour is carried worldwide over the Internet, and all of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date for your listening convenience. The Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Now, the Law Hour brings you timely reports on law, science, education, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events 7 days a week. The Law School offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. Be sure to order one for yourself. To do that, just call the Law School 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, the sources of information that we use on this program are true, accurate, and correct to the best of our knowledge and belief. And the Law Hour and Editorial Review gives credit to those authors and publications that we use on this program, and we often endorse and recommend books, periodicals, papers, and newsletters to our listeners. These endorsements or recommendations that we give do not mean that those authors or publications that we endorse and recommend are necessarily going to reciprocate. And that's because most of these authors and publications that we cite here on the Law Hour are political, religious, economic, sectarian, racial, or ethnic partisans whose viewpoint is not necessarily totally endorsed by the Law Hour and Editorial Review. Now, the opinions, beliefs, comments, views, and expressions that you hear on this program are mine and mine alone. They do not necessarily represent the beliefs and opinions of the advertisers, the sponsors, the management, or the staff of this network or local radio station. But they should. For more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please go to our webpage, georgegordon.org. That's georgegordon.org. Just call direct if you are inclined to for that free general law CD package. Number to call, 417-273-4967. Once more, that's area code 417-273-4967. All right, we are reviewing the book, Natural Cures. Remember, there's about 450 symptoms, according to the physician's desk reference. These symptoms may manifest themselves as cancer, heart attack, stroke, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease. These are what we call degenerative diseases. And they've come about primarily over the last century from nutritional deficiencies or chemical toxins and poisons. If you're suffering from some of these symptoms, then you've been poisoned or you have a nutritional deficiency. If you're fat, you're starving to death. And you keep eating and eating and eating because your stomach says, I'm hungry, hungry, hungry. And that's normal. You're hungry, hungry, hungry because you're not getting the nutrients in the foods that you're eating. For instance, those popsicles and popcorn and the potato chips that you're eating do not contain very much vitamin C, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, niacin, iron, etc. And because they're lacking in these nutrients, which is what shuts off your hunger pangs, then you keep eating. You eat a bag of potato chips and there wasn't any vitamin C in it, and so you go, oh my God, I'm still hungry. So you eat another bag of potato chips and wash it down with a couple of Cokes. The Coca-Cola and the potato chips, they don't have any nutrients in them to speak of. And so you're still hungry, and so you keep eating more. So you keep eating more and more calories, trying to satisfy your hunger. And you can do that. If you eat enough calories, if you get enough physical food into your stomach, you'll quit eating for a while. Or you can do it another way. You can take some foods that are very, very rich in particular nutrients. Let me give you an example. Bananas are super rich in potassium. So, you know, you get hungry and you look at a banana and you say, God, that'd really be good. I'd like to have a banana. So you peel a banana and you eat this banana and you say, that's pretty good. Okay. What's happening here is the potassium goes down into your stomach and it sends a signal. It says, hey, wait a minute, we got plenty of potassium down here. And then you look at another banana and say, oh no, I'm full. I don't want to eat any more bananas. Now if you want to test this, then next time you get hungry and you see a banana and it looks pretty good to you, go ahead and eat it. And then force yourself to eat a second one. I mean, you probably won't want to eat a second one. I like to peel a banana and cut it on my cereal and then put on cream, you know, and eat my cereal with bananas. And I can eat about one banana. But after about the second or third day, I don't want any bananas on my cereal. I look at that banana and I go, oh, no, no. Alright. Now, if you don't believe me, just test it. You can do this yourself. Force yourself to eat that second banana and see how you feel when you get that second banana down. Do you have a kind of a sick feeling like, oh, I'm not really sure I should eat that second banana. I don't really feel too good now. See, when you ate the first banana, that was pretty good and you were satisfied. And you forced yourself to eat the second one. Now you're feeling a little sick. All right, now here's the capstone. Take a third banana and eat it. You should puke your guts out. You should puke up all three bananas, which demonstrates you can't overdose on potassium. When your stomach gets full of potassium, it will signal you, stop eating. You won't like it. If you force yourself to eat a second banana, you won't feel good, and if you eat the third one, you should puke. Now, when did you ever eat enough Snickers or Hershey's chocolate bars to make yourself puke? See? That's because they don't have any nutrients in them. And so it never signals your body, hey, I'm full, don't send any more down here. So you keep eating and eating and eating. And that's why you're obese, or that's why you're fat or overweight. All right, so that's that story. Now let's flip over here to page 369. It's called The Solution. I like to read a book from the back of the book to the front. Page 369 called The Solution. I kind of skip around in the books. And I read chapters that are kind of interesting and then I flip on to another one and I flip over to another one. Mr. Trudeau, he doesn't like that. He says, read this book from the beginning to the end. And so old George picks it up. And typically when I read a book, I'll open it up and start at the beginning and I read the index. And then when I get down all the chapters, I start picking out the interesting sounding chapters and I read those. Or I'll read the conclusion first and then I read chapter one to find out what the problem is. So first of all, I know what the solution is and then I go and I find out what the problem is and then I don't need to read all the rest of it in between. I know what the problem is, I know what the solution is, and so it saves a lot of reading. All right, so here's chapter 15. It's called The Solution. Over the years, there have been a few individuals, such as Ralph Nader, who have done a commendable job of exposing corruption in government and big business. And there have been a few pure consumer advocate groups that have been untainted by the lure and influence of big business money and government pressure. These individuals and groups have educated people around the world about corporate and government corruption that affects our lives. And they've done this education through the use of books, public appearances, newsletters, and recently the Internet. Although they have done an admirable job at trying to expose corporate and government corruption and to educate people around the world about how corporate and government corruption adversely affects our lives, two major problems, as I see it, still exist. Even with the truth about corporate and government corruption being exposed to the public, the mainstream media still has suppressed and watered down this information. And second, these organizations and individuals, generally speaking, only attempt to expose the fraud, the deception, and the corruption that exists in both corporations and government, but then they do very little to actually stop it. I believe that the only way to stop corporate and government corruption and to stop the exploitation that corporations and governments engage in against the public is the following plan. First, the majority of people must be made aware of corporate and governmental corruption. The majority must be exposed to the truth of how it's all about the money at the expense of the average citizen. Therefore, my mission is not only to write the books, newsletters, and websites exposing the truth, but also to invest my money in promoting these books, newsletters, and websites throughout the television, radio, and print media. The challenge is already evident. The Federal Trade Commission has already taken action denying me my First Amendment right to free speech by permitting me to publish my opinions in book form and then marketing them. The mainstream media is also suppressing my ability to run advertising promoting these books, newsletters, and websites. However, it must be done. The information must get out to as many people as possible, as soon as possible, if change is ever going to occur. The corrupt corporations, corporate executives, politicians, and government agencies must be exposed. Okay, now that's Kevin Trudeau's first paragraph in his mission statement. And so at the bottom of the paragraph, I wrote the word, why? That's my reaction to Mr. Trudeau. Why do we have to convince everybody in America that we're right and they're wrong? Who cares? I told you about the guy. He was from Texas. He came here, and remember, this is a law school, and we teach law here. And there's a law that says you shall not eat pig. Did you know that? That's right. There's a law that says thou shalt not eat pig. You'll find that in Leviticus 11 and Deuteronomy 14, in of all places, the Bible. And so I informed this Texas farmer that eating pig was bad for his health, and he informed me in no uncertain terms that nobody's going to tell me what to eat. And I said, well, you pay your money, sir, and you come here to law school, and since you've paid your money, and you asked me the question, and I've told you the answer, if you didn't want to know, why did you ask? And he said, well, I want to know law, but I don't want to know about that law. All right? Unfortunately, when you go to law school, we have to teach you all of the law. It's just kind of incumbent upon us as teachers to teach you all of the law. That's what you're paying your money for. Now, whether you follow all of the law, practice all of the law, do all of the law, that's a choice for you to make. But I would be remiss as an educator if I took your money, sat you down in my classroom, and then deliberately withheld certain key information from you. So the reason I wrote the word why down here is, why do we have a duty to educate all of these people that do not want to be educated? The people who want to be educated will pay their money and go to school, they will buy the books, they will listen, and they will act. And those that do not want to pay the money, do not want to go to school, do not want to read the books, and do not want to act, why should we go around imposing upon those people our philosophies and ideologies? I'm not out here beating on my soapbox or my tom-tom down at the local supermarket or down at the local restaurant, standing up on my soapbox and saying, gather round, all of you American citizens, and let me tell you what you don't want to hear and don't want to know. I'm only interested in educating people that do want to know. That's why when we get on the air, if you don't like what you hear, it's very easy. You reach over and the knob on the left, you just turn it. Can you do that? Just reach over and turn the knob on the left. Chook. And you can shut old Gordon off. Now, if you want to listen to more, then we have a website, and we say, well, why don't you go to the website? Then we have a CD package. Why don't you get that? That'll tell you a little bit more. If you want to go to school and you want to learn a little bit more, these are choices that people have to make. I'm absolutely opposed to enforcing, using the police power, or using persuasion or coercion to compel people to do things that they don't want to do. I'm all in favor of the farmer that said, nobody's going to tell me what to eat. And he went on home. He was 43 when he came here to school. That was 1985. And he died at age 47 from a massive heart attack, which is what I told him, because he had these big lines in the lobes of his ear. So here's a little lesson for you. You know, if you're laughing, you know, at kinesiology and iridology and so on. Let me show you a little something here. I was sitting in my doctor's office one time, and this doctor happened to be a medical doctor, chiropractor, and a naturopath. He had all three tickets. He was one of the paid licensed professionals. And so I asked him, I said, why is it that you have all three of these tickets? I mean, surely, you know, when you went to medical school, it took you 9 years to get an MD's ticket, and then it took you another 4 or 5 years to get your NP ticket, and then it took you another 2 years to get your chiropractic ticket. And he said, well, I went through medical school first under the GI Bill. He was an old fighter pilot from World War II. And he said, I started practicing medicine in 1953, and as a result of that, I started killing people. And I thought that that was a pretty poor practice, and so I said, there's got to be some better way than this medicine that I'm practicing. So he said, then I went to naturopathic school. That took me another 4 years. And when I got out of naturopathic school, I discovered by about 1958 that this was pretty good, but I was still lacking in one more discipline called chiropractic. And so I went to chiropractic school, and he said, I completed my education in 1960. So he spent from 1945, when he got out of the Army, until 1960 educating himself. And from 1960 to 1984, when I was sitting in his office for 24 years, he had treated more than 1,000 cancer patients. He had specialized in cancer therapy. And in more than 1,000 cancer patients in 24 years, he had one patient die under his care. One. So I said, you know, that's a hell of a record. He said, you bet. That is a good record. And he said, it's fairly simple. Fairly simple. Cancer is one of the easiest diseases to cure, and that's why I've specialized in cancer, because very, very rarely do you have a bad outcome. And he said, I've only had one really bad outcome, and that's he died. He died on me. Okay, now maybe he would have died anyway, no matter who would have been taking care of him, but the moral of the story was, in this case, here was a doctor who had all three tickets, and he could actually practice medicine because he was a medical doctor. He could practice naturopathic because he was a naturopath. He could practice chiropractic because he was a chiropractor. And while I was sitting in his office, he said, how long have you had that chest pain? I had never said a word to this guy about chest pain. Not a word. I was there on another mission. And I said, what makes you think I have chest pain? He said, because I can see it in your ears. And I was dumbfounded. I said, what do you mean you see it in my ears? And he said, do you deny that you have chest pain? And I said, no. He said, then you admit you have chest pains, don't you? And I said, well, yes, I do, from time to time. And so he pointed right there to my left side chest, and he probed around a little bit, and he said, you have advanced atherosclerosis. And I said, just how do you know that? You haven't even taken a blood sample. You haven't done any tests. And he says, I can see it in your ears. And I said, well, what is it that you see in my ears? And he said, let me show you. And he got a mirror, and he handed it to me, and I held it. And he said, now look at the lobes of your ears. And I looked at the lobes of my ears, and there was a line running right through it. And he says, look how deep that lobe is. Look how deep that line is in the lobe of your ear. I said, yeah, so what? And he said, that's what happens when your arteries are plugged up. He said, you've been eating fat. I said, I have not been eating fat. I don't eat fat. I hate fat. He said, well, then you drink milk. I said, well, of course I drink milk. I like milk. I drink lots of milk. And he said, yeah, that's what's killing you. He said, you're not going to live to be 50 years old. And then he asked me if I had heart trouble in my family. And I said, yes, yes. As a matter of fact, all of the Gordons die from heart trouble. And I told him about my granddad, who died from a heart attack at age 61, and my uncle Ed, who had died of a heart attack at age 46, and then Uncle Al, who had died of a heart attack at age 43, and of my great-granddad, who had died of a heart attack in 1898. I don't remember how old he was. I think he was in his 50s. He said, yeah, that's it. And I said, are you really serious? And he said, absolutely. And so he put me on chelation. Now, this chelation, remember, was discovered by the American Medical Association. It's the medical doctors that discovered it. They don't want to use it because it's safe, it's effective, and it works like a champ. And I went on that chelation therapy for about 90 days. 90 days. Cured my atherosclerosis. A natural cure with herbs, vitamins, minerals. No cutting, no burning, no poisoning. Cured it. So I went from heart attack to totally cured. Haven't had another chest pain from 1984, and this is 2007. Had another chest pain since. I say, this is a pretty good program. Now, this is the book called Natural Cures, Kevin Trudeau, What They Don't Want You to Know About. And I don't think that medical doctors want you to know about chelation. I don't think they want you to know about natural cures. How much did it cost me after the heart attack? I don't think I spent $300 on that chelation. Maybe $300. It's $100,000 for that bypass surgery. $100,000. I don't think I spent, I know I didn't spend $1,000. Tuck it away in your heart, boys and girls, and we'll be back with more on the solution next time on the Law Hour and Editorial Review. Let me remind you that you've been listening to the Law Hour and Editorial Review, sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, the Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, worldwide over the Internet. And if you'd like more information about the Law School and the Law Hour, please go to our website at georgegordon.org. Now, the Law School teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective, 8 schools in all. The Law School conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc. For more information, just go to the homeschooling page on our website at georgegordon.org. The Law Hour is carried worldwide over the Internet, and all of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date for your listening convenience. And the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Hey, our time's up. We got to leave it right there. We'll see you back here tomorrow night. Same time, same station. God willing, of course. So until then, thanks for listening, everybody, and good night, friends.